Okay, good afternoon, everybody. The first bands of the storm are upon us, but we have days more to go. Wind and waves are driving seawater through some coastal streets like rivers. Nearly 30,000 people in North Carolina already are without power, and that number is rising. Roads are beginning to flood along our coast, including Highway 12 along the Outer Banks.
Governor Roy Cooper.
The worst
alive.
Of the storm is not yet here, but these are the early warnings of the days to come. Surviving this storm will be a test of endurance, teamwork, common sense, and patience. The heavy rains and high winds are likely to spread across North Carolina and linger for days. Right now, tropical storm force winds and even hurricane force winds, powerful enough to destroy buildings, are at our coast. Conditions will continue to deteriorate with strong winds, heavy rainfall, and significant storm surge today and tomorrow. With the extreme storm surge along the coast, rivers will start to overflow, because when flowing river waters meet the ocean surge, there's really nowhere else for the water to go. As Florence moves inland, we'll see more rain and more flooding from our rivers. And remember that rivers keep on rising even after the rain stops. Already, areas of the northern Cape Fear River and Bogue Sound are flooding, and we're watching the Neuse River rise. At mid-afternoon, the Weather Service had issued 43 flash flood warnings. I want to thank you to the people who have evacuated and are prepared, but to anyone still unwilling to take this storm seriously, let me be clear. You need to get yourself to a safe place now and stay there. We in North Carolina have to shift from preparation to determination. We will survive this, and we will endure. In order to help speed more federal help, I've requested an additional disaster declaration for cleanup and recovery. Here at the State Emergency Operations Center, people have been working around the clock, and they are ready. Workers are helping more than 12,000 evacuees settle at about 126 shelters across the state, and they are opening more as needed and as we speak. Emergency management and FEMA have strategically positioned supplies and equipment across our state. Food and water is ready to be dispersed to wherever it's needed. Emergency personnel, including swift water rescue teams and emergency medical personnel from North Carolina and 19 other states, are staged here. Earlier today, I visited with some of the teams who are prepared to help us out as we get through this storm. And in fact, I talked to teams from Florida and Ohio today, and I told the team from Ohio we were not going to debate who's first in flight here, because they're helping us out tonight. And I'm grateful to each and every one of those people. It's gratifying to drive through central North Carolina and see utility trucks, earth movers, and rescue vehicles sitting there ready to go. Thank you to all of these public servants who put their own lives at risk to protect the people of North Carolina. As the storm hits, remember to call 911, but only in the event of emergency. Dial 211 if you need shelter, food, or other non-emergency information or assistance. And then I'd like for people to remember these five things. Number one, never drive on roads covered by water. It only takes a few inches to wash away a car. If you come across a road covered in water, turn around immediately. Number two, stay indoors, stay away from windows, and close storm shutters, particularly during the storm. Don't be a hurricane spectator. Number three, never use generators indoors. Deadly levels of carbon monoxide can build up quickly. Number four, stay in a secure space, like a small interior room, a closet, or a hallway, particularly when the wind is high. Stay on the lowest level of your home, particularly when you sleep, because trees can fall. Number five, stay alert. Use a radio or another device for warnings about wind, tornadoes, rising water, or orders to turn off gas, water, and power. I want to thank our partners at FEMA and everyone across our state who's working to get us ready for this storm. I'd like to introduce a part of our North Carolina team that's helping to lead up the efforts. Have on my far right the Secretary of the Department of Public Safety, Eric Hooks. Next to Eric is our Emergency Management Director, Mike Sprayberry. Just to my right is the Commander of the North Carolina Highway Patrol, Colonel Glenn McNeil. To my left, I have Department of Transportation Chief Engineer, Tim Little. Next to Tim is our Major General Jim Ernst of the North Carolina National Guard. And then with our FEMA team, we have Federal Coordinating Officer Albie Lewis, and we have Gracia Check from FEMA here as well, and we're grateful for both of them. And right now, I want to recognize Mike Sprayberry for an update. Mike?
Thank you, Governor, and good afternoon, everyone. The State Emergency Operations Center continues to operate at a level one with all needed federal and state agency partners, as well as our private sector and volunteer agencies that are active during disaster. As the Governor said, the state is beginning to feel the impacts of Hurricane Florence. This means that the delivery of resources will soon cease, and first responders will shelter until the storm passes. It's important to remember that. We continue to focus on shelter operations, and we thank our local partners who are stepping up to assist us as we shelter their fellow North Carolinians from Hurricane Florence. We've now amassed significant response assets, such as 2,800 soldiers and airmen, ambulances, search and rescue task forces, aviation assets, pumps, swiftwater rescue teams, generators, and commodities in order to provide the full spectrum of response capability for the operation. Please make sure you follow the guidance of your local officials and make sure you stay tuned in to your local media. Thank you very much.
Now we'll get a report from Colonel Glenn McNeil, Commander of the North Carolina Highway Patrol. Colonel McNeil.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon. As rain continues to fall heavily across portions of our state, roadway conditions in the affected areas will continue to diminish. Residents are encouraged to stay updated by monitoring their local media outlets, radio programs, and all available information on the ReadyNC app. Attempting to drive during the height of this storm should be completely avoided. Strong winds, heavy rain, flooded roadways will lead to very treacherous driving conditions throughout several days. Washouts in eastern portion of the state have already made certain roadways impassable. Among the impacted areas, our troopers have responded to 26 collisions and responded to 95 calls for service. As the storm continues to move west, the impacted areas across our state will receive road washout and be covered with standing water. And like the governor stated, please, under no circumstances, should you attempt to drive through closed roads, barricaded roadways, or through standing or rushing water. I would like to also emphasize, please, do not call 911 or Star HP for any other reason than an emergency. For all updated roadway conditions, please visit drivenc.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. I'll now recognize Department of Transportation Chief Engineer Tim Little for a report from Transportation.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon, everyone. As the Governor alluded to earlier, the closures across the state, road closures are going up. We do have a report of downed trees beginning in the eastern part of the state as well. DOT stands ready to develop, deploy resources across the state with reserved hotel rooms so we can move resources around as need be. And also we're developing options for detours on some of our major routes that are going to become flooded. We're very knowledgeable with this because of historical data as well as some modeling that we can do as well. Also, we developed flight plans for our photogrammetry unit to take photographs on key impacted roadways across the state, which will help with our recovery efforts. And also, I'd like to say after the storm, please let us do our assessment. Our assessment is very key to developing, to deploying those resources, and also asking for additional resources from our contracting community. And also, be very cognizant after the storm is over, if you have to get out, be aware of our employees that are working in these roadways. And lastly, I'd say thank you to the many great men and women of DOT across the state that are working very hard to protect everyone in this room and across the state. Thank you.
Other members of our team here are available for questions. This is a challenge to our resources. We know that most areas of North Carolina are going to be impacted by this storm. We know that it's going to even hit the western part of our state, and we know what kind of damage that heavy rains can cause in our mountain areas. But we're ready for this, and we're ready for your questions.